In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Benedict, the great father of monasticism in the Latin West. Monasticism, of course, predated Saint Benedict. It goes all the way back to Saint Anthony, and even before him, he was the first to rather formalize it. And then in the East, there is Saint Basil. And in the West, there's Saint Benedict. Now, even before Saint Benedict, there were groups of monks in the Latin West. And there were many of them followed what was called the rule of the master. Who was the master? No one quite knows. But Saint Benedict came along, and through a process of conversion, he was a Roman aristocrat. He left all things and began to follow our Lord in poverty, obedience, and chastity. And as often happened, you know, when someone was particularly good at it and holy, they would collect followers, rather people would be drawn to them. And so this is how, you know, the monastic community came about, and he began to write his rule, which was not quite as severe as that of the master, but it was, you know, wasn't lax either. It specified, you know, the kind of work that they were to have, the kind of common life that they were to have, and the motto was to pray and to work. Saint Benedict, of course, also had a twin sister who followed him in monasticism and was the mother of the female Benedictines. And there's a lovely story that one finds in the breviary about how, you know, they would get together periodically and talk and pray. And she didn't want him to leave one day, and so she prayed. And there was a hellacious storm that prevented him from going back to the monastery, so they continued to pray. We here in Ogden have had experience with two groups of Benedictines. There, of course, the Benedictine sisters who were with us until a few years ago, but our friends the Trappists are also Benedictines. They were a reform of a reform of a reform of the Benedictine order. And so we pray for the repose of the souls of all the Trappist monks and brothers and the sisters from Mount Benedict who really served us so well here in the Ogden area. And we pray for an increase in vocations for the Benedictine order, so maybe they'll come back one day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.